Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the breakfast huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Why It Matters. And we are going to talk a little bit about the power of content marketing. I mean, today marketers are exploring new ways of creating content that goes beyond just 30-second television commercials, or, you know, they want to explore this added experience for consumers. So content marketing strategy is all about answering your audience's questions and providing them with valuable content and solutions on a consistent basis. But how can a brand or, say, a marketer get the right insights to help them build a better content marketing strategy? Following a year of double-digit growth in content marketing impacted by COVID-19's digitalization of all industries, Singapore and Australia-based content marketing agency Immedia has launched MarTech platform Contrend. Now, the artificial intelligence and machine learning powered platform gives insights on how content marketing campaigns are landing with audiences. And this MarTech platform's standout feature is its proprietary AI and machine learning driven platform that builds complete content data sets from public and readily available data to identify true audience engagement, competitor insights, and trends as well. Let's find out a little bit more about this. Richard Jones, the CTO of Contrend, is on the line with me. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Very good, sir. How about you?
Excellent. Well, very well, thank you.
Singapore and Australia-based company Immedia has recently secured a $1 million Series A funding to launch this new MarTech platform called Contrend. I explained a little bit of it, but could you help expand on what exactly is Contrend?
Yeah, absolutely. So as content marketeers, we, as you rightly said, we're constantly looking for the best way to resonate with audiences and really understand the topics and the styles and different types of content that people are interested in. So one of the challenges we had, as well as everything increasing towards digital during COVID, the big issue was there was so much more digital content being published. So there was so much more choices and noise, if you like, for people to actually try and cut through and understand where could they find the content that they were very much interested in. So when we want to create a strategy for our clients, whether they be banks, whether they be tech clients, or even in the hospitality trade, we needed a way of understanding what those most popular topics and styles were. And people, our team alone, just couldn't do this manually. So what Contrend does, it's we built it to go out and explore different countries and markets and identify the different types of content that people are interested in. So I'm just looking at a report that we've created currently about ESG. Mm. Very, very interesting and top of people's minds here in Singapore and other markets. But Contrend actually analyzed in about an hour 52,000 content pieces. So that's videos, articles, and podcasts, etc., and came up with the top, most exciting and interesting topics that people were engaging with.
Okay. Richard, so it's kind of like it tends to be a bit of a loop in that sense where you have content marketing, but you base it off data, but you need to get the data in order to come up with these solutions, right? With regard to Contrend, and one of the things I mentioned earlier on is basically it's an artificial intelligence and machine learning powered platform. Does this work in anticipation of, you know, when Google removes third-party cookies? Is this supposed to be like somewhat a solution to that?
Absolutely. So when we built Contrend, we are not dependent on these third-party cookies that track people's movements as individuals. So we future-proofed it in that sense. Mm. So by actually looking at content that is openly available to the public, we're not looking and spying on people. You know, mm-hmm. We find that kind of marketing very intrusive. So we wanted a way that would actually look at and genuinely find the most popular and engaging pieces of content so we could make more engaging content that people would want to read and watch and listen. So the shift to away from third-party cookies and that has been applauded by ourselves and our clients as well, because we actually get under the skin and understand what people are genuinely interested in. That's the most important thing.
That's great. But there are, you know, no matter what, there will still be those that like to stick to the traditional approach. I mean, if I was one of those that's sticking to that sort of approach, what am I missing out on? You know, what kind of insights do I miss out on if I insist on following the old ways?
Well, the kind of insights that you'll miss out on are the, firstly, you'll probably waste quite a lot of money on advertising that doesn't work and delivers short-term spikes in your engagement. So you'll pull people into your website, but you won't necessarily genuinely engage with them. So by actually understanding the detail of what type of, say, written articles, is it short form, 500 words, is it 1,000 words, is it under 3-minute videos, what kind of images do people like, what kind of layout do people prefer? You will never get that level of detail by doing a manual traditional approach. And also, you'll never understand what your competitors are truly doing, because the nature of the technology that we've built within Contrend is that it uses not just artificial intelligence, but machine learning to look for trends. And those trends over time lead to its ability to predict. And it can predict audience trends and what your competitors likely to do next, which is massively important in such a aggressive environment now, with everybody pushing their content through their website, etc.
The machine learning is quite a curious one. I mean, do I start off, if let's say I'm using the platform, right? Do I start off with, I don't know, inputting a series of parameters that, you know, keywords or parameters that I want to base this so-called study on, and then the machine eventually takes over as the months go by?
The machine actually takes on over instantly. So we move away from keywords. So we will look at, so if you're looking at loans, are you looking at personal loans or business loans?
Okay.
Set that parameter, say which market you're interested in, and the platform then goes through a process of what we call unassisted learning.
Wow.
So it goes out and it'll identify, we've done an analysis, we've got our team to do the same thing, and they identified 7 topics. Contrend automatically within 2 hours identified 25 topics.
Okay.
Then it's not just the computer by itself. A person then comes in and verifies. So verifies that Contrend has actually got it correct. And it teaches it. And then we move into the machine learning element. And then we slowly let go of the hand, if you like, of Contrend. and then that means that we can focus on the less menial jobs of looking at websites and looking at social media. We can actually really get under the skin of where our clients want to move and really understand their strategy and begin to add genuine human thought rather than human time looking at websites and filling in spreadsheets. It's a lot more interesting that way as well.
I like that you bring that up, Richard, because this is an amazing platform. And I'm thinking, if I'm a marketer, right, it's already so difficult to become from marketer to digital marketer. So how does my job evolve now? I mean, where should I specialize in?
Well, yes, absolutely. It's a great question. So rather than thinking yourself as being an insight and strategy development, and rather than understanding and gathering the data that allows you to make the decisions, you can now make data-led decisions that you can trust. And that's the power. You can justify. So say someone comes and says, why are you proposing that we create this 2-minute video and this 300-word blog? Well, we've got the data to back that decision up. So that it means that you're a lot more data-driven and you're a lot more in line with your audience, which as a marketeer is absolutely essential. You know, you need to be taking those human experiences and overlaying them with the data that is there. So it's becoming a lot more of an informed role. And as a result of that, you're able as a marketeer to be a lot more powerful in the way that you can dictate and say how much uplift and how many more sales will be delivered, which is an incredibly... You'll have people from the product team asking you about competitor activities and competitor roadmaps. People from the IT team asking about how your linguistic programming is influencing marketing strategy and audience trends. The C-suite will come and ask about where do we see about this market going if we're looking at launching a new product or partnering with another company in a particular new market. So it empowers marketing as being more forward-thinking and more proactive with regards to the conversations it has within its own business. And that's a very, very powerful position where we want to drive that marketing seat within the modern business practices.
And in theory, it should make meetings a lot shorter because you could just say, hey, the data said so. I'm on the line this morning with Richard Jones, the CTO of Contrend. Richard, I mentioned earlier on about that $1 million US Series A funding. Could you tell us how the money is going to be used?
Yes, so we used it to accelerate the completion of the platform.
Okay.
And we're also expanding our team into areas within Southeast Asia and taking our Singapore base and driving the growth into other markets as well, such as the US and Europe. But again, Singapore will be our base, and that money investment allowed us to accelerate what we wanted to do. So it's extremely exciting times here with regards to never sitting still, Elliot. You know, with this kind of technology, we always have to be on the front foot. So new techniques of looking at things like computer vision and image recognition. We have an innovation lab which is constantly working on new ideas that we're then sense checking with our clients to make sure that we're not just using technology for technology's sake, because there's a lot of people that talk about artificial intelligence mm-hmm. and the use of technology, and we want to make sure that we do it in a way that we're answering a business problem and a client need, not just using the technology for technology's sake.
Yeah, and timing is so of the essence, you know, when it comes to marketing. You don't want to miss the boat, especially with everyone, you know, trying to get ahead of the game.
Absolutely.
Richard, we talked a lot about how content marketing really makes things better for businesses, getting the data, using it right, verifying it. What are some of the common mistakes that come with content marketing?
I think there's a very common mistake in an over-reliance on looking at social media platforms.
Mm.
So because there's a phenomenon, very interesting phenomenon, called the 1990 audience participation equality.
Okay.
And what that basically means is that around 9% of people will actually comment, like, or share on a post on social media.
Mm.
The other 90% read it, watch it, or listen to it and don't make any comments. They're invisible. They're the hidden audience, if you like. Exactly. And a lot of content marketing is focused so heavily on social media. By doing that, they're listening to this noisy nine.
Mm.
You know, they're listening to the opinions of the guys and the people that are shouting. And they're basing strategy on that, which to us made absolutely no sense. Because you want to be looking at the interests and the affinities of that other 90%. And also, you mentioned at the beginning around keywords. If you use keywords that are focused around your industry, all you're going to be doing, if you focus on those keywords, is going round in circles, winning one over versus your competition and not opening your eyes to the wider landscape and what people are genuinely interested in. So those are the two main reasons that we wanted to sort of revolutionize content marketing to be more aware of the wider audience and not just focused on your own brand and your own product and your own competitors. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I'm just going to throw out an idea, an analogy here, and help me out if I'm on the right track. So say, for example, an organization wants to get on the bandwagon and they want to talk about how they are moving towards more sustainable financing or more sustainable future. And you have, say, groups that decide to comment, say, hey, you got to do it faster, you're not doing enough, you got to do it now. And then the marketing team starts to panic without looking at the wider audience, the wider population. That you're pretty much saying you really got to expand what you're looking at and not just the noise that's coming out from online comments.
Absolutely. You've got to cut out that noise, cut out the spikes and look at the underlying interest.
Right.
So some of the, you know, with regards to ESG at the moment, we've seen some interesting trends towards people asking about how relevant is cryptocurrency and clean energy.
Mm.
You know, because cryptocurrency is the future. Well, actually, from a footprint perspective, it leaves quite a damage with regards to the amount of power and electricity it requires.
Yes.
So that is starting to emerge. People are wanting to understand more about when events are coming back. Isn't that interesting? People are starting to look at forums when events are happening. And without looking at those kind of that wider interest, you could quite easily go down the wrong route.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't take the reactive route, which a lot of marketers tend to do. I'm thinking Contrend can be something that perhaps could expand to other types of marketing strategies. Is this possible?
Yes, absolutely. So it can work across any market in any language and in any industry. So it can affect and influence the marketing you want to do, say, for product launch or product campaigns. But it can also look at new product development as well. So what are people's perceptions towards, say, the use of packaging?
Mm-hmm.
What are people's perceptions towards the difference between buying in a shop and buying online, and getting more than just the opinions of those noisy few that can steer opinions just because they have the time and the inclination to be a keyboard warrior.
I'm glad you brought that up. I've been speaking with Richard Jones, the CTO of Contra. And Richard, appreciate the conversation. It's a great one. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you very much. Cheers, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.